Right now, let's welcome our next two contestants, Jeannie Garbarino and Diane Firstman. We have two very impressive women here, both science buffs. Jeannie, you work in health science?
Yeah, I'm the director of science outreach at the Rockefeller University.
Diane, you're a data analyst at the New York City Department of Corrections?
Yes, I am.
What does that even mean?
We analyze population trends in correctional facilities on Rikers Island and throughout the city.
Wow. So we've got some cool, smart science women. And before we start our quiz, I want to ask you this. What is your special talent, your quality, your X factor that you're bringing to this game that is going to give you the edge? Diane.
I'm a really good Scrabble player.
All right, that's good, yep. Jeannie?
I'm hoping those years of playing Sudoku on the train is going to help me give the edge. I don't know.
You never know. Those counting in sequence could work out. This game is called Algebraic Music. Jonathan, this game sounds like it might be formulaic.
Yes. It is a game without equal. It's a real plus. In this game, I'm going to play songs that feature a number in the title. The catch is that I'm going to replace that number with an algebraic expression. Jeannie just turned away from the microphone and swore under her breath. To win the point, you'll have to solve for X to make the mathematical expression in the song correct. So we're not looking for the original number, we're looking for the value of X. Math is fun, everybody. For example, if I said, as Jay-Z does, I've got X times 9 problems, you would say that X equals 11 because Jay-Z had 99 problems. And 11 times 9 equals 99. Of course, I will be singing these mathematical expressions because that's sort of my thing. The winner of this round will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready or would you like to give up? Here we go.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of X plus 5.
Diane.
X is 64.
You got it. Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. 64 plus 5 equals 69.
When I come home, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. If I grow old, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing old with you. But I would walk X times 10 miles, and I would walk X times 10 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Jeannie?
500.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Diane?
50?
50. X times 10 miles.
Sorry. I thought it was 5,000.
I like that. The guy in your story is walking further.
Yeah.
He's walking 5,000 miles.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He's got to work at it.
He might not be taking a direct route.
No.
It takes X plus 4 to make a thing go right. It takes X plus 4 to make it out of sight. Hit it!
Diane?
Negative 2.
That's right, negative 2. That's right. We're working both sides of the number line, people. X plus 4, negative 2.
Sky was all purple, there were people running everywhere. Trying to run from the destruction, you know I didn't even care. Say 2000, party over, oops, out of time. Tonight I'm gonna party like it's X plus 59.
Genie.
1940.
1940, you got it.
We all play the game when we dare. Cheat ourselves in solitaire. Venting lovers on the phone. Repenting of the lives unknown. But call and say, come dance with me. And murmur vague obscenities. Ugly girls like me. At X plus 3.
Diane?
14.
That's right, 14. All right, this is your last clue.
If I had X times $10.
If I had X times $10.
Well, I'd buy you a K-car.
A nice reliant automobile.
If I had X times $10, I'd buy your love.
Is that Genie?
I think so. 100,000.
That's right, 100,000. John Chinesky, how'd they do?
Wow, that was some complicated game, but Diane takes it away.
Thank you so much, Genie. Well done, Diane. We'll see you at the end of the show.